tell others to tune in right now. This is the last hour of worship. It's the last hour of worship today, so good evening to everyone watching from the nations. We bless you, Jesus, tonight. We just came to worship tonight, so I want everyone that has been joining for prayer, tell them you cannot not join on prayer. On worship, if you've been praying all week. We love you, Jesus. Just make up your own song wherever you're watching from. Just make up your own song and just... The Bible asks us to worship God in the spirit. So there is the worshiping of God in the spirit, like... It's not about your voice or volume, it's just, oh, we worship you, Lord. There is no one like you, Lord. There is no one like you in all the earth. Oh, we love you, we love you, we love you, we honor you, Jesus. You are so beautiful. You are so wonderful. You are so marvelous. You are the King. You are so beautiful. Just tell him whatever it is to you. You are so wonderful. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are so wonderful. Whatever name you want to call him tonight, you are so marvelous. Yes, you are. You are so beautiful. There's no one like you, Lord. There's none like you, Jesus. We worship you.
So beautiful.
You are so beautiful. We worship you, Lord. You are so wonderful. Yes, you are so beautiful. You're beautiful beyond description. You are so beautiful. We honor you, Lord. You are so marvelous. We worship you, Jesus. We honor you, Lord. You are so wonderful. We're just preparing for worship. Invite others to join us. Just tell them it's time to switch into the frequency of heaven. Till about 12 or past 12, we're just going to worship. You're beautiful, Lord. You're beautiful, Lord. You are so wonderful. Everyone, we're just preparing for worship. This is the call to worship. You are so wonderful. Yes, you're wonderful. You are so beautiful. Anyone, you are so holy. You're holy. You are so holy. Yes, you're holy, you're holy, Lord. You
are so holy.
Oh, we love you, Jesus. Yes, you are. There's no one like you. You're beautiful. Lord, you're beautiful. Lord, you're awesome. So beautiful, Lord, you're beautiful. So holy, you are holy, you are holy, Lord. You are so holy. You are so kind, you are so kind. There's none like you. You are so kind. You are so marvelous, you're marvelous. You are so marvelous. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are. wonderful. So wonderful. You are so wonderful, Lord. You are so wonderful. Oh, we worship you, Jesus, tonight, every home. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. You're the great El Shaddai. We worship you, Jesus, tonight. There is no one like you. There is none like you. Everyone, this is the call to worship. Just preparing, I'll share a scripture with you. And we're going to start worshiping. It's just tuning into the frequency of worship tonight. Surround your atmosphere with the presence of God everywhere you're watching from tonight. The authority of Jesus. It chases the spirit of fear and anxiety and doubt and every other thing away. Just the presence of God. Are you ready? Today is just worshiping. I'm aware that some people can see that as just singing, but go and ask those who have been in the other world, whatever that is. There's no one. You can't invoke the presence of God without songs. And that's why the whole book of Psalms was filled with songs. David knew how to entreat, to treat, to cultivate, and to keep the presence of God. And so each time the prophets wants to prophesy about the nation, about a world the nation is about to engage in, and what is going to change in that nation, they'll ask for a minstrel, someone that can create an entry point into the presence of God. So worships, especially the ones with songs, with lyrics, they are not just songs, they are not just making music, even though the Bible says to make melody in our heart to God, but it's more than the making of melody. Songs and worship is something that means something to us, meaning something in your heart that you put in rhythms. And so when we worship God, when we praise God, we cultivate, we bring down a frequency that is higher than the energies of this world. We bring down God's presence, God's glory, God's flow of power, God's revelational thought. And I think I told you this yesterday, that most of the spiritual activities that we do, sometimes it takes time for our body or our mind to get it, to get what God dropped in our spirit. We catch on most times later. And spiritual things, we catch on when our mind is not there. But we store up when our mind is there, if you get what I mean with that. When our mind is there in worship, in prayer, our mind is focused on God. And if there is anything God is repeatedly telling us in this season, at this time, is just trust Him. Whatever looks big or small to you as a problem or no problem, whatever it is, God says just trust Him, just trust. And sometimes you have to lock yourself up in worship before trust grows in you, before you come to a place where you know that indeed God undoes all things and He knows all things and He sees all things. I love the scripture that comes to mind, because you know I won't lead you in worship without word. Two scriptures, and I'm not trying to join these scriptures together, but I just think that I should read these two scriptures to somebody tonight, and that's Matthew chapter 14. Matthew 14, now read from verse 27. Actually, I'll start from verse 26. Something happened this night, and I told you that all the miracles of Jesus, they were toward proving something. Establishing an order. They speak volume. It is way more than just performing miracle for us to say, wow. No, they are not things for wow. They are things for establishment. Look at this. In Matthew chapter 14, from verse 24, it said, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, tossed by nature, for the wind was contrary. So again, I'm just making it a very elementary teaching tonight, because the primary purpose for this is just worship. Meaning their mode of transportation to the next stage, something was coming contrary to it. So the fact that God told us to go to the next stage does not mean a wind will not come. Nature will come. Wind is just nature. Was contrary. Verse 24, now in the fourth watch, so you know what the fourth watch will be now, right? Because you know the first watch, 9 a.m., second watch, that's 12, third watch, that's 3, fourth watch will then be 6, depending if it's daytime or nighttime. So that's either 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. In the fourth watch of the night, so that's 6 a.m., in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when his disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. Why did he walk on the sea? To show them that he has authority even over nature. I think we've discussed this before. Jesus walked on the sea to show them authority over nature. So the fact that something is natural in nature does not mean that the Son of God does not have power over it. They said it's a ghost, and they cried out of fear. Verse 27, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer," meaning calm down, be happy. "It is I, do not be afraid." Again, we've discussed this before, that sometimes when God is coming, it doesn't look like He's the one, because we've not seen that manifestation of Him before. And because you've not seen that manifestation of Him before, you have every reason to panic and to say, "What is this? This is a ghost. We've not seen this before." But Jesus told them, no, it's me. And so sometimes when God is coming, the wind is more ferocious and things look more deadly or stuff like that. But it is only because we've not seen that kind of manifestation before. But at the same time, we've not all been together in the same boat trying to cross to where we're going now together before. So it's all new, right? And verse 28, and Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, come.
You call me.
Just wait. Restore that hope for me, but I need to hear that in. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, so Jesus tells him now, come. Never told Peter or asked Peter if Peter has developed to that level of faith. He just saw a man that was daring enough to ask. And if Peter was daring enough to ask, that was enough for Jesus. I just love Jesus' operation. If you have a relationship with him so deep that you can discuss about if you should take a step or not, he always will just say, yes, do it. If it's big enough. He will never tell you you're not up to it, you're not ordained pastor yet, or you're not a bishop or stuff like that. No. He's just going to say, come. So he told Peter, he said, just come. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it's you. And Jesus said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. This guy has never learned this act before. We don't know. This guy was afraid a moment ago. And then a moment after, he's walking on the water. 1 minute ago, he was afraid. He was in panic. He was jittery. They thought it was a ghost coming. But because his communication line with Jesus was clear, he could ask Jesus the daring question of, should I come? So in fear, we can still ask him if we can take the next big step. Can you imagine that you're still in fear and you have the boldness to say, can I take the next big step? And people are looking at you like, look, guy, we're still in this situation. The wind is here. But he could ask Jesus and say, can I just step on the waters right now? Can I just move? This is worship. As far as I'm concerned, these are the things that God downloads in the place of worship. So Jesus said, come. And when Peter had come, he walked on the water. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, Peter became a seer. Worship is the closing of our eyes to everything around us. When he has said, come, our ability to just keep going. Worship gives us that tone, meaning the words of those songs must begin to mean something deeper to you than just the music. So sometimes what we do in church is play music, not worship. Music is supposed to enhance worship. It's not supposed to be worship. Good voice is supposed to enhance worship. It's not supposed to be worship. So he saw the wave. He saw how boisterous the wave and the wind was, and he doubted, you see. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, who are you of little faith? Why did you doubt? So we don't sink because the sea is real, because I need to drop this here now. The sea and the water has always been real. Did you hear what I just said? The problems have always been real. You were only walking on the waters. The problems have always been real. They are real. So we actually don't sink because those things are real. We sink because we doubt. Water don't have the ability to sink us as believers. Sickness don't have the ability to kill us as believers. It is doubt that kills. It is doubt that made the sinking possible, not the water. It was walking successfully on the water. So poverty cannot destroy you. Death cannot destroy you. It is doubt. What happens is doubt. It is not the water. So I repeat, the water is real. It is not a place of denying if the water cannot sink. It can sink, but it can only sink those who didn't hear the instruction or those who are not walking on it in the first place. So in the first place, Peter was walking on it. He had no problem until he saw that the wind was boisterous. So no problem comes and sink you until you see that it has the ability to sink you. So imagine everything going through Peter's head at that moment was, oh my God, I'm going to sink. I'm going to be drowned. I'm going to drink so much water and bust. once this thought is coming, everything that can make that happen begins to happen. The sinking is the first step. So I have an answer for why people sink in life and why some people walk this walk of faith successfully. Is because others see better than others. Peter should have just been looking at Jesus, not the wind, you see. He should have just kept the word that said, come, not the wind. So the moment you're rolling on your bed at night and thinking, oh, this will happen, then that will happen. At that moment, even though nothing happened to you physically, you started sinking. What do you do in that situation? Cry out and say, God, Jesus, save me. He will stretch out his hand, but then he will tell you why you were sinking. He will tell you the reason why you were sinking is because you doubted. So faith takes the power from the water. So the power of the water to sink us, the power of money or whatever else to sink us, does not exist. Faith snatches that power out of their hands. And we give it back when we begin to doubt. Faith snatches the power out of the hand of the wind. And the wind becomes effective when we restore that power to him. Look at a contrast. So don't forget, sinking is as a function of doubt, not the power of that water. Now, Satan will say things to you like, you know, why do you think you are different? Because this problem happened to so-so-so and it got them. That happened to so-so-so and it got them. Look, there were like 12 people in the boat. Peter is different because he was willing to walk on the waters. He was willing to. So the decisions I make in life, my daring decision to move beyond others, is what God respects and honors. If I stay in status quo, if I stay in the boat, Jesus will still save me. You'll make heaven or whatever. But if you want to be extraordinary, it is what God puts in your heart. You started that journey. Now don't let the scariness of how windy or boisterous the wind is make you sink. Faith takes power from nature and gives power to you. Did you hear that? Faith takes power from nature and gives power to you. In the same Matthew chapter 15, from verse 24, we just read Matthew 14, but in the same Matthew, but now chapter 15. But he answered and said, I was not sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. This is Jesus having a conversation with a woman. I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Verse 25. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to little dogs. And she said, yes, Lord. Yet, even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Verse 28. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you according to your desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. I love that story in comparison to the other one, because this is a woman who changed nature, rules. So don't forget, the first thing tonight was faith takes power from nature. The second one is that faith takes power from the law and from rules. What Jesus was telling her here is, look, I was only sent to the lordship of Israel. There's a rule here. There is an order that I was given from heaven. I'm only here for the children. This woman changed it because she has faith. So faith changes God's mind, if I may say. God was telling them, Jesus was saying, look, I'm not interested in this healing that you're looking for. But everything changes because she's got a level of faith that is different. She changed set rules. We can change this world's game. And this is a woman that is not actually entitled, guys. So even if we're told things like, It is not us because of the background we're coming from, because of this and that. If I can find one little person in court little with a faith, Jesus looks at her and says, so great is your faith. She's not been following Jesus, you know. She just came to get her daughter healed. But there we are, we have some other people who have been following, completely following Jesus 24/7, and they were sinking. But this woman just is just different. Change political and landscape rules because of great faith. So there is nothing this faith cannot do. The ability to believe that what God has placed in your heart that you want can't be done. Meaning, even if the rules are against it, and even if nature is contrary to it, it is still possible. From then on, we'll know that we don't say words like impossible, we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. We just need a man or a woman, a girl or a boy of faith somewhere. That's all. That's all we need. And so it is with that faith tonight that we're going to start worshiping, and I want you to believe that. So in other words, a man of faith only looks at what Jesus is saying. If God is saying that this is your own season to prosper, is your own season to harvest or to sow or to pray or to do this or to do that, you just say, yes, Lord. Yes, sir. There is nothing like, oh, but this is going on. No, he's looking for your faith. Nature can't stop you. Laws and rules cannot stop you. What has been in the past cannot stop you. So when we worship, it is with deep sense of appreciation. Worshiping, because that's the only thing to look at, the only person to look at, Almighty God. That's all. Because whatever it determines to do will be done. It's just looking for a man or woman of the word and a man or woman with faith. Jesus said, very, very, I say unto you, if you have faith like the mustard seed, a little faith, he said, you will speak to this mountain. In other words, a little mustard, a little seed can move the economic mountain. Just a woman standing there and saying, no, I'm getting this mountain. I'm taking this mountain for God. And nothing is going to stop me. I'm taking it. And they are not in a hurry. It's not like, oh, I'm frustrated now because things are not happening. A person of faith does not say things like things are not happening. A man, a woman of faith does not say that. It doesn't happen. Lift up your hands and let's just pray in the Holy Ghost for a minute. You call me. That's all. But just pray in the Spirit for a minute. I want everyone's heart knitted together tonight. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Just lift up your hands first and worship in the name of Jesus. To worship.
And there I find you
in the midst.
Notions deep, my faith will stand.
And I will call upon your name. You are call upon your name, everybody. Now worship God.
And I will call upon your name.
Keep my eyes,
keep my eyes above
the head. When oceans
rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours.
You are mine.
You are mine.
Father, our eyes are on you tonight. Our eyes are on you because you are the Almighty God. There is none like you. As we worship, let your presence fill our homes and our heart, establishing us in faith. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Mande pro sopra hande likataya. Rikando roboko shana dadabasi kataliando roboko sobriande. Rikando roboko shande de boko sora badikata. Rabadabasi ando roboko shanda mandia kata. Oh God. Almighty God, that's whom you are. Almighty God, the great I am. Oh, Adonai, Elohim, my soul, I give you control, consuming from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace, oh Lord, to love you from the inside. soul, my heart and my soul, my heart and my soul tonight, our heart and our soul, I give you control. Consume us, Lord, consume me from the inside out. Lord, let justice and praise, everyone. I want you to cry out to God wherever. Everlasting, your light will shine when all ends. Never ending, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside. Shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fail. Oh God, and the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out of my soul. Everlasting, oh God, your light will shine when all is fixed, never ending. Your glory goes beyond, beyond all fames, and the cry of my life is to bring you praise from the inside out of my soul. Cries out, oh God, 1,000 times I fell, still your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, still I'm calling your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame, and the cry of my heart is to bring you praise on the inside out of my soul. Worship you, Lord. This is the cry that is the cry of our soul. This is the cry of our heart, Lord. This is the cry of our soul, Lord. When above all else, this is the cry, Lord. This is the cry of our heart, Lord. This is the cry of our soul. Worship God wherever you are. This is a cry, Lord. This is the cry of our soul, Lord. This is the cry of our soul, Jesus. For the waters as the deep longeth for the waters, so my soul longs after you. You alone, you alone are my heart. desire.
Desire and
Your majesty, the
the great El Shaddai, your majesty, the great Eli, your majesty, the one who rules you over, your majesty, the Father, my King, my God, the King's, my Redeemer, your majesty, Ancient of Days, your majesty, the great physician, the great physician, your majesty, the one who heals the whole world, your majesty, the one who works, who is to come, your majesty, oh God, your majesty, you are the great physician. You are the great physician over the world tonight. You reign in heaven above. We worship your majesty, your majesty, your majesty, Lord, your majesty, your majesty. You are the great physician, oh God. We worship you. You are the great healer. You can heal the whole world. You can heal, oh God. You are the great healer. We bow before your majesty. We worship your majesty. Yeah. Your majesty. Your majesty, oh God, your majesty, yeah. Your majesty, Lord, your majesty, yeah, yeah. Kalia, kalia, kataya, kamalia, kata. Ira, mana, mana, masuprano, satalia, no roboko, shaliana. Ira, basatalia, no roboko, sobria, kata. Your majesty. The heavens declare your work, O God. Day unto day you utter speech, and night unto night you reveal knowledge. There is no tongue or language where their voices was not heard. Your majesty, your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hand. Majesty now. Majesty, majesty now, majesty, your grace is for me, your grace has found me just as I am.
Empty-handed, empty-handed, but alive.
Saying, God, we know you are in the universe right now. We know you are here now. And we also know that there's so much noise everywhere. We know that there's so much noise everywhere, but we know you are here. Father, we know that you're on the earth right now doing wonders. Doing wonders, doing mighty things that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard, that has not entered into the heart of men. Supernatural, I know you're here now. All I know is I know that you are here now. Please, Lord, still my heart. Let your voice be all I hear now. Oh God, Spirit, breathe like the wind. Come on. Cause I know that you are here now. All I know is I know that you are here now. Still my heart, let your voice be all I hear now. Spirit, breathe like the wind. At your feet, I feel the presence of God. I will fall at your feet, and I will worship you. Here, Baba, no shande de boko sona badika mayaka, rana no robo kosa rana.
Shalibranante, ikande libanato, so, iande, ikande.
Jesus, the frinos, the frinos, the frinos. I caraba shataya. Nanande de so magande. Rita mandos kabadi apranos apranasa. I kaliando ranana nando de tiza. Ah, I kando roboko shababayaka. Negrana, neprana, zeprana, 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 zapranas. De franos, de frinos, de frinos, de prinante. De froneste, de prinante. I kaliando prana shata. Ah, I kando roboko soto. I danasa. Receive unction, be filled with the Holy Ghost, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Magranas, magadeja, ikadados, ikadades, ikamanas, ikamanosa, ikando robokosa, magranasata, neprokoso topriakata, ikando roboshata, magataya, ikando robokosha, matuta. Lebranosa, ikando roboko soto, mataya, 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 mataya lia, mataya lia, mataya lia toza, ikando roboko sha, nepristo, 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 ikalia, branaza, aha, ikando roboko sha, ndedi bahata, and I will fall at your feet. I will fall at your feet, and I will worship you here. Freely you gave it all for us, surrendered your life upon that cross. Great is your love poured out for us. Keep the same key. This is our God. Lifted on high from death to life, forever our God. His glory, I see the heavens, I see gates lifting up their heads. I see the power of God in all the nations right now in the name of Jesus. This is our God. Freely you gave it all for us. Surrendered your life upon that cross. Great is your Lord. Great is your Lord. Poured out for us. I will fall feet. I will fall at your feet, Jesus, and I will worship you. Oh, Jesus. We worship you. You reign over all the earth. You heal. You save. You rescue, O God. You are almighty. You are all powerful. Rani kabayata. Ikano robo koshaliata yakata. Rabadebo koso brana branasa. Devika, devika, devika to. Devika Mariana. Maliano savante. Rinos kaba lihanda. Maliata. Granosa mane. Soso varato samanana ya katalia gata ire dere boso na niganda ya katalia nubokosha ikaya ire di non sovranaza nante prenos kabali kataya. Oh Jesus, we worship you tonight in all the nations. We worship you in all the nations, Lord. I cast my mind to Calvary. Jesus bled and died
for me.
I see his word. I see
his hands, his feet.
My Savior on. The cross and dream God. Say it again. I cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wound, his hands, his feet, my Savior on, the cross and his body.
They laid him down in Joseph's tomb. The entrance
by heavy stone.
Messiah's dear.
And all alone. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Nation, come on now.
Lord,
is your almighty, is your all powerful.
Oh, praise his
forever.
We will sing your praise, Lord.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice. In all the nations,
Son of heaven, rose again.
Oh, tremble. Jesus' name, everybody now.
Oh, praise the name.
Tonight we pray for those who are suffering from COVID-19. You are the Balm of Gilead. We pray for those who are going through tough times with coronavirus in their health, oh God. Heal our world, oh God. Heal this nation, heal this city. Lord, as you know, the numbers are growing in London City astronomically, but you are the Balm of Gilead. Also heal those who are going through emotional turmoil and turbulence in their marriage, in their home or finance. We call you what you are. You are greater, but you are the Balm of Gilead. You are the air we breathe. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, you are, you are, you are the air.
You are the rose of Sharon.
Rescue those who are at the gate of death, oh God. Snatch them out from the jaws of death. We worship you, Lord. To worship you, I live. to worship you. I live to worship you. To reverence you, I live. To honor you, I live to honor you. To love you, I live. To love you, I live. Oh, I live, oh Lord, to love you. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you. To honor you, I live. To honor you, I live to honor you. Yes, Lord. To do your will, I live. To do your will, I live to do your will. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you.
Child of God,
I'm no
child of God. From my mother's womb, from my mother's womb, you have chosen me.
You have chosen me.
Love has called.
Love has called
my name. I've been born again.
I've been born again
into a family.
To a family. Worship your majesty. We thank you for the nations tonight. On our knees, like that. There is none like our God. There is none like our God. There is none like our God. There's no one like our God. There is none like our God. There is none like our God. There is none like our God. There is none. You are the God of the sea. There is none like our God. You're the God. You're the God of the city. You're the King of these people. Yes, you are.
You're the Lord of this nation.
You're the Lord of the nation. You are. You're the light in the darkness. You're the light in the darkness.
You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless.
Yes, you are.
You're the God of this city.
You're the God of this city.
You're the King to these people.
You're the King to this people.
You're the Lord to the nation.
You're the God to the nation. The light in the darkness.
You're
the light in the darkness.
You're the hope to the hopeless.
You're the hope to the hopeless.
You're the peace to the restless.
You're the peace to the restless.
Oh,
you are. You're the God of this city. Let's start again.
You're the God of this city. You're the King to these people.
You're the King to this people.
You're the Lord of this nation.
You're the God of this
nation.
You are.
You're the light in the darkness.
You're the light in the darkness.
You're the hope to the hopeless.
You're the hope to the hopeless.
You're the peace to the restless.
You're the peace to the restless.
Oh, you are.
You are. There is none like our God. Let's say it, everyone.
Still to be done in this city,
in all the city, Lord. Greater things, greater.
still to be done in this city.
Lord, you are the king to this people. We entreat your kindness as the king over London City, over United Kingdom. You are the king of the American nation. You are the light in the darkness. You are the hope to the hopeless. You are the peace to the restless. Father, as people are sleeping in their homes tonight, not knowing what tomorrow holds, Father, manifest yourself to the nations. There is none like you, God. Be glorified in this city. Be glorified in the nations. Lord, be glorified through your church. I thank you, God, for the release of the power of your church in this season beyond measure. Strengthen your church. Strengthen all pastors. Strengthen them, oh God. We recognize that pastors are under attack. Protect their heart. Strengthen them. Empower them. Give them vision. You know just what to do. Lord, we look to you. Your way I help come from. Give them wisdom. Lord, we look, Lord, we look to you, oh Lord, your way our help comes from. Give them wisdom, give all pastors wisdom and vision.
You know just what to do,
Lord, Lord, I look to you for all the pastors, for all church leaders, oh God, we will be on, that they will not be overwhelmed, oh God, that pastors will not be overwhelmed. Give them vision, Lord, to see things like you do, Lord. Lord, we look to you, oh Lord, where I help come from. Lord, we pray for all pastors, give us vision to know just what to do, Lord. Lord, we look to you. Give us wisdom, oh Lord, to know just what, Lord, we look to you, Lord, we look to you, all the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the preachers, Lord, we look to you, oh God, strengthen them, that they will not be overwhelmed, oh God, that the attack of men will not stop them, oh Lord, and we will Lord,
my strength.
We will love you.
I will love you. Lord, my shield.
We will love you. We will love you.
Lord, my help.
Forever.
All my days, I will love you.
Hallelujah. Church leaders, pastors, apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers. We know, oh God, that they are taking advantage of and many darts and arrows. Shall Father protect your servants from the youngest to the oldest, that they will not be overwhelmed. We pray for all of them all over the world in this season. A season where the world expects them to give a lot but don't want them to receive anything. Protect their heart. Protect the families of pastors and leaders. Protect their heart. Guide their heart, oh God. Strengthen them with might by your spirit in their inner man. That Christ may dwell in their actual faith, that they've been strengthened with might, may know what is the length, the breadth, the depth, the height, that they may know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge. Father, now to you who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, to you be glory in the church. We thank you for all nations. We thank you for the leaders of nations, the prime ministers and presidents, the lawmakers. We make supplication on their behalf that you will, O God, protect their ears from the suggestions of evil. You give them wisdom in these difficult times. We honor and we praise you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, amen.